Good morning. Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Nichelle. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Harrison 30078.
Thank you for that. Okay. And can you verify your address for me?
2354 Georgian Terrace, Melville, Georgia 30078.
Okay, thank you for that. I do have your account pulled up here. What can I assist you with?
I'm having two problems. One of my problems is I had somebody set up a website for me, and I was using it, and he now turned that website over to somebody else, and my SharonAtReadySetCakes.com email that I was using for Craftsy. I can't access that email anymore because the person that has all my information for that website, it's like they put my account on lock so I can't enter it.
Okay, so is this another account or is this for the current account I have pulled up?
Okay, it's for another account. Because, okay, the current account you have pulled up is because I got the Craftsy for $2.70-something, and I can't access that either. So that's why I'm calling to see if I could clear up all that's going on between both of them.
Okay, on the current account that I have pulled up, your email address, I have a suite EMP.
Temp. Yeah, suite temp. Yeah. 1957@yahoo.com.
1958.
That's why I can't get in there. I hit 8 instead of 7. It's supposed to be 7, 1957.
Okay, I can get that corrected for you.
Okay.
Give me just a second. So it's 1957.
Yeah.
Okay, I dig it. It says this email is already registered.
It's already registered on the who.
Right.
Okay, can we change it to my Sharon Harrison 1957@gmail.com and see if the same thing is happening with that? Because I was trying to get in.
So that's Sharon Harrison 1957@gmail.com?
Yes.
And that's SharonHarrison.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll save that. Okay, it did take that one. Let's refresh this. Okay, it did take that one. So
okay.
I did get that one updated if you want to. Do you remember your password or did you need me to reset it?
I think I remember my password.
Okay.
Do you have it there?
I don't have the password.
Okay.
I can do is reset it for you.
No, I think because I have it written down.
Okay. If I would like to inform you, if you attempt too many times to log in and it's the incorrect password, it will block your IP address for a couple of hours.
Okay, you could just go ahead and reset it. So when I go, I could just put in something first instead of going through all of those.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to reset it to a simple ABC 123, and that's all lowercase.
ABC 123, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And once you get logged in, you can reset it.
ABC And another thing I wanted to ask, how do I settle my first account that I've had for years that I can't get to because I can't log into that, Sharon@ReadySetCakes.com?
Just give me a second. I'm going to get to that account in just a second. I'm going to get into it, and I can change the email for you. And I also would like to see, is there an account with your other email as well? Give me a second, because we couldn't update it to that. Okay, the other one is 1957, and that was at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is an account with the sweet temp 1957 at gmail.com either, so I'm not sure why it wouldn't let us use that email, but... What was the other email address to where you had the website created?
It's ReadySetCakes.com.
ReadySetCakes.
Okay. I think it was Sharon@ReadySet. That's my website. I think it was Sharon@ReadySetCakes.com.
Okay. Nope, not pulling that up here.
That's not okay. Can it be that I'd download the Crafties app and I was using the app directly from my phone?
You might be able to, because we no longer use the app, so I'm not sure what all information it'll still give you on the app.
Oh, I tried it and it didn't work. So, because I haven't been on it for quite a while.
Okay. Does it show you your email address?
No, but I have it. Let me see. I have it in my phone.
That was Ready Set Cakes, ReadySet Cakes.
Yeah, right. Ready Set Cakes.
Mhm.
Did you find anything on that one?
I didn't.
Okay, let me go back. I wonder.
Or what name was the account in? Was it in your name?
Yes, Sharon Harrison.
Yeah. And what's the zip code on the account, on that account?
30078.
Nope. This is that's the account we were just working on. That's the only one I pulled up with that. Could it have been on another zip code?
No, because I had it when I was living in this house. So,
okay.
I have it written down.
Or would you have like a old, like a customer number or an order number for anything that you ordered?
They used to send me stuff here with it. And you see, here it is that I have it under, it says Craftsy. And it's on the Sharon@ReadySetCakes. Maybe it's not that there's no .com. Maybe it's just Sharon@ReadySetCakes.
Give me a second. Thank you.
And I have it in a whole book where I have all my passwords in, and it says the password is Sharon at ReadySetCake.
That's the password?
No, that's not the password. The password is, if I gave you the password, would you be able to locate it by the password?
No, ma'am. I thought that I heard you say that Sharon at ReadySetCake was the password.
Oh, no. It's been on the Sharon at Ready Set Cake. Because I've had it for years, and that's what I've been using. Let me take off that. And then what I did was at one point when they were saying to download the Craftsy app, I had the app on my phone and I was using it. I would just go on my phone. I didn't have to sign in or anything because I downloaded the app on my phone and I was using that. But then for like 3 years, my mom was sick. So I was in Texas helping my sister with my mom until she finally passed away. So now I'm getting back on track and I signed up back, and then I said, let me see if I could access my old Craftsy, but it won't work on that app anymore. That's
yes,
on my
ma'am.
Phone.
And we are no longer using that app.
Yes, and that's why that was the first thing I tried going back on that app. But it's always been on the Sharon at Ready Set Cake. .com. I mean, not .com, but Sharon at Ready Set Cake. It's in this old book that I have here with all my info for years now.
No, that's not it. No, ma'am, I'm not getting any results.
No. I have so many paid classes on. I can't afford to lose it.
I'm going to try searching with your street address. And it is the 2354 Georgian Terrace.
Yes, Nellville, Georgia.
30078. Okay. I only pulled up one account with that address, and that's their current account that we were working on.
Okay, because I see a Craftsy here too that says Street Temp 1957 at yahoo.com.
Is that what?
At Street Temp 1957 at yahoo.com.
Okay, and that was the account that we just changed the password to.
This I updated at 12/25/2020.
Okay, let's see. Okay, yep. I did find an account with that email too.
Okay.
Let me log into this one to see if you have classes on it.
Okay.
Do you remember the password to the sweet temp?
Yes, I have it written in here. I have it written in the phone.
Okay.
Did you find, was it that one?
I'm trying to see now. Is that password so that I can log into it?
Okay, yes. It's capital T E as in egg, A as in apple, okay, let me go back to it so I can tell you. Okay, A as in apple, 07, 2011 with an exclamation point.
You said 1957, 2011?
No, 07.
Okay.
It's TEA07 2011 with an exclamation point.
Okay. Says incorrect password.
Oh, goodness.
So I am going to reset this password as well.
Okay.
Okay, did get logged into that one. And on this one, you have, yes, ma'am, 115 classes. And they are all CAKE classes. So this may have been maybe the class we were looking for.
Okay, great. Thank you. You made my day.
No problem. You want to take down that password so you can get logged into that account, or you want to try logging in while you have me on the line?
Oh, okay. Let me try. And I just go to Craftsy.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's not giving me a login. Maybe I went to the wrong thing. Oh, no, it's not. It's Craftsy. Oh. Last name. Now, Okay. And what password should I use for this one?
All lowercase, A, B, C.
Okay.
2, 3.
Okay. B, C. 1, 2, 3. Okay, it says hello, Sharon, and then it shows classes. Just click on classes, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, see, it came up. So, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
The new one that I signed up for, that one is for Sharon Harrison, 1957.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go to that one for the new classes, right?
That I signed up for. You can. You have. Let's see. On yes, ma'am. Because this account, the Sweet Temp 1957, is not active, so you can't view any classes on there. You can view your saved classes, but if you like, I can submit a request for these two accounts to be merged.
I would love that, please.
Okay, and which email address did you want for your primary?
Oh, the, should I do the Sweet Temp? You know what, let's stick to the Sharon Harrison because that's an account I use all the time. I'm afraid I might get confused again.
Okay.
Should I stick to the Sweet Temp? Because I use.
Ma'am?
I was thinking to myself, should I stick to the Sweet Temp? Because I have so much on my Sharon Harrison.
All of it is going to go on one account.
Okay, yes. I'll just go with the Sharon Harrison. That's safer for me. I don't go to the Sweet Temp a lot. So.
Okay.
But I'm always in the Sharon Harrison.
Okay, I did get that submitted for those accounts to be merged. Now I'm just making the final comments on your account here.
Okay.
Okay, I did get that taken care of for you. Is there any other questions you have for me or anything else that I can assist you with?
Oh, no. Thank you. You just made my day. I want to thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.